Are we? How good are we at being his light? I wonder. I felt, just for a moment, for a fleeting moment, I thought, oh, I'm going to scrap this sermon. I want to focus on that phrase, called to be light. But I'm not. I'm going to stick to what we're planning today. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you that you do call us to a mission to be your light in this world. And Lord, goodness only knows that is so needed at this moment in time. We pray that we can be your light. And we pray now too, Lord, that you just open our hearts and minds to hear from you as we continue this little summer series. In Jesus' name, or amen. Just going to ask Susanna to get the PowerPoint up. Just to begin with, just as a reminder of what we are doing throughout August, we are looking at a series called Just Press Pause. Prayed earlier that those that are away have rest. I pray that all of us get some rest, even if we're not going away physically somewhere. Just a good opportunity to rest, and that's what we're thinking of throughout the summer. Last week, as I spoke about Jeremiah, we were looking at Jeremiah 6:16, that sense of needing to follow the ancient path, follow the good way. And I stressed how often we get ourselves too busy to spend time in the moment enjoying God. Now, someone the following day sent me this image, which I'll ask Susanna to go to. It seemed to sum up what can happen for many of us if we're not careful. There's all these tombstones and they all simply say, born, super busy, died. That is a problem that we can get into if we're not intentional about stepping back, living more in the moment, living more with God. So thanks to Joe, who's online today, for sending that to me. Here's a fact for you. In the first 11 verses of Hebrews chapter 4, the word rest appears 11 times. One might even think that it's an important topic to God. Now, the first part of Hebrews chapter 4 is a call to faith and obedience as a prerequisite for receiving the rest which is available to all of God's people. It's a rest that's been available, in fact, from the foundation of the world. The fact that God rested on the seventh day from all his creation work tells us that. Then in verse 8, and we're not going to look at these initial verses, then in verse 8 we hear how Joshua had spoken about the rest that people were to receive, but it's clear from the rest of verse 8 that they hadn't yet entered that rest yet. That rest that was spoken long ago from in Joshua's time, in fact, was then talked about again by King David in Psalm 95. But it's the next three verses, verses 9 to 11, I'd like to look at. I'll just get Susanna to put them on the screen. I'm going to read them out to you. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. There's an old saying that some of you may know. I absolutely love it. I think it just encapsulates the Bible entirely. It goes like this. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. There's a lot of truth in that. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And it's important that we understand that for what I want to share this morning, which I have to confess perhaps isn't quite as light and gentle as I'd hoped for these August talks, but there you go. So this passage speaks of Sabbath rest. We're all aware of the Sabbath, the day of rest, aren't we? As God rested on the seventh day, so do we. Is that Sunday? Is that another day? Does it actually matter? And is that what this passage is talking about anyway? I don't think it is. You see, we are folk who have the benefit of the New Testament, which, as I said, is the Old Testament revealed. We can look back and understand things differently because we see them through the lens of Jesus having walked on this earth. Jesus brought and Jesus brings a new, a fresh understanding of the Old Testament. In Jesus, what we have is, in fact, the one who is woven throughout the whole of Scripture, if we look closely enough. He is everything that the law and the prophets spoke about, that we read about in the Old Testament. Listen to Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 2. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus brings something different to our understanding of what has been said before. He sometimes expands, he sometimes fulfills what we read in the New Testament. He brings it into the light, something we were just singing about. We better understand all things, including the idea of Sabbath rest, by not needing to understand it in the shadow of what was coming, because what was coming is here now. The Apostle Paul writes to the church, as we read in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 to 17, he says, therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. So if we see the Old Testament revealed through the New Testament, if we look at the Old Testament through the filter of Jesus, we get a better understanding of who God is, of what he's done for us in Jesus, to bring us into real freedom, including the rest, the Sabbath rest that we get from that real freedom. And to be honest, as an aside, it's understanding all of that that's certainly helped me personally during the conversations that we as a church had in the past 12 months. That we have to understand that God's word is dynamic. And so we need to be prepared that he might bring us fresh understanding. So how does that work with Sabbath rest? Well, the Sabbath was a symbol, really, of Jesus, and now is a New Testament reality. The work of Christ is finished. We know that. He said that from the cross. We explored that a few months ago. And now we can continually rest in the truth of that. Our entire lives as believers in Jesus can dwell in this place of Sabbath rest. It's mentioned here in Hebrews 4. It's not just about trying to set aside one day a week to cease all our strivings in life. It's now, with Jesus having come, it's now much more than that. So when Jesus hung on the cross, as I said, we looked at a few months ago and shouted out, "Tetelestai, it is finished," he was indicating that he had fulfilled everything in the law. We no longer needed to become beholden to the law. We didn't need to add anything to it. By trusting in Jesus, we rest from trying to do everything on our own. Trying to do everything in our own strength. This is the true Sabbath rest that God wants for us, his people. It really is so much more than in people's interpretation of the Old Testament scriptures about the Sabbath day, as important as having a day off of work a week is. The Sabbath is fulfilled in Jesus. And knowing this amazing truth will equip us for a lifestyle of trusting in God and finding that constant rest in Jesus. Not just one day a week, 7 days a week. How about that? Resting for 7 days a week. That's a certain appeal, doesn't it? The point that the writer of Hebrews is making here in this little passage is that since God's seventh day Sabbath rest from creation is ongoing, this amazing rest that he offers us now, right now, is available right now to those of us who trust in him and obey him. The Sabbath, that day of rest each week, had become for the Jews at the time a heavy burden and yet another form of legalism for the Jews. What we have here is an elevation of Sabbath rest to so much more than just a day off of work a week. It's a call to know Jesus, which we do best by spending time with him, of course, and then to rest in that knowledge of him, allowing him to be the one to dictate the busyness of our lives. Do we want an epitaph that says, born, super busy, died? No, I'm sure we don't. Hebrews chapter 4 points out that the physical Sabbath rest, so taking that day a week to cease our work, is actually, if you like, an outward manifestation of the spiritual inner rest that we get, with, of course, the ultimate rest still to come. So, you'll be pleased to know I'm coming to an end now. Because the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed, we can say, know Jesus, live in his rest. And do you know what? If you remember nothing else from this morning, remember that. Know Jesus, live in his rest. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that if we truly live the way that you wish us to live, if we truly know Jesus in the way that you want us to know him, our life can be a rest, both here now, but also the ultimate rest in the future with you. I just pray, Lord, that over these 4 weeks, we just spend more time with you and reflecting on what rest really means. So just pray, Lord, now for each and every one of us here, those on Zoom, those away on holidays and other sort of camps, Lord, we just pray that we can just begin to know the importance of resting in you, resting in Jesus. For we ask it in his name. Amen. And the reason we're able to do all this, of course, is because there is a Redeemer, and we're going to sing about that now.